Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The left fielder, Lemay. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Duke Sims. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dave Nelson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Belunger. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Kurt Bulfari. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting 8th. The catcher, Larry Haney. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Mike Adamson. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Adamson. And now, play ball. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lemay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Buford. Sims reaches second base with a double. Cardenal goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Orioles, 1. Mark Belunger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belunger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball four. Belunger moves to second. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Belunger moves to third. Powell moves to second. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Fuller reaches second base with a double. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson, who is chasing the ball. Nelson reaches third base with a triple. Fuller scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Nelson scores. 2 outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fuller fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fuller fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Adamson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adamson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Bellinger. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sims for the out. Cardenal moves to second. 2 outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Haney and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Cardenal scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buford moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. Buford moves to third. 1 out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Powell reaches second base with a double. Buford scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 4-2, Indians. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 1 in the game. Bulfari is walked intentionally. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson tags and scores. Powell tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-3, Indians. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Fuller takes first base on ball 4. John O'Donohue now pitching. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Nelson strikes out. There goes Fuller. The throw from Haney to Bellinger, and Fuller is out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-1 in the game. Haney strikes out. One out. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sims scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-1 in the game. Siebert is called out on strikes. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-2 in the game. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Snyder moves to second. Two outs. Lou Johnson pinch hits for Lime. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-3, Indians. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sims hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Lou Johnson now playing left field. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. Bellinger hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Bulfari hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Bulfari reaches second base with a double. Powell moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell fields the ball and throws to O'Donohue covering. Safe. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fuller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Nelson bunts towards the mound. O'Donohue fields it and throws to first for the out. Askew moves to second. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brown is walked intentionally. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Valentine pinch hits for Larry Haney. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sims scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Valentine for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair pinch hits for John O'Donohue. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Kurt Palfrey now catching. Fred Valentine now playing left field. John Morris now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cardinal moves to second. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Palfrey for a passed ball. Cardinal moves to third. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Tony Horton pinch hits for Duke Sims. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cardinal scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Palfrey for a passed ball. Horton moves to second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Tony Horton now playing first base. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton fields the ball and throws to Siebert covering. Safe. Dave May pinch hits for Mark Bellinger. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards third. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Buford moves to second. Mike Paul now pitching. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got one RBI. Powell strikes out. 2 outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bulfari takes first base on ball 4. Buford moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Don Buford now playing second base. Dave May now playing center field. Davey Johnson now playing shortstop. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Nelson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Buford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Elrod Hendricks pinch hits for John Morris. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Valentine moves to second. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Watt now pitching. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is called out on strikes. one out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Harper now playing right field. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a pop-up towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.